Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Well, the defense has raised several challenges they're trying to raise the challenges here. They're saying juror misconduct, which seems to be the popular one as of late. Juror 7 allegedly posted on TikTok during the trial. Because why? Revealing she was the jury foreperson and making other comments. The motion says that she posted about her selection in the middle of the trial, not after. From what I understand, that has been admitted to, but there was nothing else posted other than it's like, I had a hamburger today, you know, and I'm the jury foreperson of the Donna Adelson trial. Should you be doing that? No. Why would you do that? I don't know. Because humans aren't good decision makers. Dumb idea, but is it something that would prejudice anything in this trial as terms of their decision on guilt or innocence? I don't think so. I don't think that this is going to go anywhere. And juror number 5 appeared on Surviving the Survivor podcast, our friends over there, and said that he considered how Adelson's reactions, facial expressions, demeanor responded to evidence and testimony. Which one would do? That's what you do. The defense says the juror shouldn't consider that kind of response because it's not evidence. So they're arguing that the person stated that they watched Donna react to shit, which of course she did, and that you shouldn't do that. Well, shouldn't. This is how the court system works. Your client is there. They're reacting the way they're going to react. And the jurors have the freedom to go and say what they saw if they want, or they don't have to. And what they're saying, there's nothing illegal or wrong about what was said there in terms of how they made their decision. So that really, it feels like they're really grasping at straws.
Is it enough, though, to create some issues here?
And no.
The other thing is, you know, don't watch the reaction. Well, if that were the case, why even have a jury in front of them? Just don't even show anything in the courtroom. Come on.
It's grasping at straws. Yeah. These aren't even legal arguments. That's the big problem. And then they're also making just complete bullshit arguments, claim that the judge showed favoritism towards the prosecution. And you'll like this one, giving the prosecution more time for a technology setup. Well, I believe Jackie admitted right away that technology wasn't her forte.
Right. Yeah.
And then brought out the poster boards. Yeah.
Yeah.
An overhead projector.
So I don't think you can blame that on them not giving. I think that's your choice of your attorney who works at the crematory that doesn't do well with technology, Ms. Adelson. But again, nothing is your fault. So I know doesn't work out well. So that's that. That's what they're trying to argue here.
You get what you pay for. I really believe that in life, you really get what you pay for, whether it's an attorney, a doctor. You know, if you're going to a low budget doctor who, you know, works out of the back of their car,
might not turn out well.
It might not. And, you know, if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. I get it. But the Adelsons have a lot of assets that they could have sold and gotten themselves a high quality attorney.
Well, imagine this, if they wouldn't have paid to have somebody bumped off, they'd have some cash.
Hey, if you just
look at that financial strategy you're working on there, Todd.
And I'm not even good with money. Trust me. Look at my bank account. But
if you just lived your life and not like tried to kill people that got in the way of your desires, hey, you know, you might have been able to figure things out. Things do tend to work themselves out without murdering people. They really do.
Got a funny text. I bet Jackie knows how to press that incinerator button, though.
Good one, Jennifer. That's beautiful.
She's like down there. Hang on, I'm working on a brief by hand.
By the way, that was Jennifer. She adds a lot to our chat. I just want to give a little shout out, like really insightful. So thank you for that.
I wonder if she was sitting there at her office, like, hang on, I'm working on the, and like, you can use a computer. I don't use it. I use a typewriter, but it's broke. I think I need a new ribbon. And they're out of them at the office store. And then she's like, so she's just working on this. Like, hey, Jackie, it's time to press the button. Is it time? And then she's all excited and runs out and hits it. And then goes back to working on the Adelson case, which she'll be prepared for in 2038.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.